When we enter the house, I go straight for the fridge to grab a container of strawberries and chocolate sauce. Bianca heads for my record player.
Goodness, look at all these old albums you have. Bread, The Beatles, Jimi Hendrix. Oh my, Fleetwood Mac.
You like Fleetwood Mac?
I love them. Don't you think there's something mystical about them?
I shrug. Never thought about it, I say. She puts one of their albums on and sinks into the couch beside me. I set a bowl of strawberries in my lap and she quickly grabs one, talking in between nibbles.
Come on, listen carefully. There's so much emotion in her voice, and her lyrics have so much truth. It's like you can feel what she's feeling.
A few strawberries later, the song Silver Springs comes on, and her eyes close for a moment. I lean my head against the back of the sofa and listen to the words, as I believe she is. It's like being introduced to music for the first time.
Dance with me, she says.
What?
You heard me,
she says, pulling me to my feet. I scoot the dining room table to the side and take her in my arms.
I haven't danced in a long time,
I whisper to myself.
When was the last time?
She asks. I close my eyes for a moment and remember Cynthia. The last time I danced was with her. She wore a white dress that day, as Bianca is now. I can see her laugh again, and I remember nuzzling my nose into her neck behind her ear. Her hair was tied up, showing off her freckled skin. My wedding day. She pulls her head away from my shoulder for a moment and stops dancing. Oh, no. Maybe I should have kept my mouth closed. She searches my face. For what? I'm not sure.
We don't have to go fast. I'm not asking for anything that you can't give right now. I have felt what you felt. I know the pain and confusion you've been in. I only want to be a part of your life.
I take her face in my hands and stare into her large hazel eyes, sweeping the few stray hairs away from her cheeks. I press my lips to hers, and in a short time, our gentle kiss turns into a passionate embrace. The night becomes a blur of passion and romance. Every time I kiss her, I remember what I saw in my mind as it flashed on her life. I've never known this kind of irrational love. Though it's not irrational. I know this woman better than I've ever known anyone. I love her for the person she truly is, the good and the bad, and she loves me for the same reason. This is love, right? This is a different love than I'm used to. I loved Cynthia for the person she was, but from such an early age, she was all I ever knew. It doesn't quite seem normal to love somebody as quickly as I do now, whether I know her well or not. So despite our passion, I decide to leave the L word out of my vocabulary for now. Besides, she told me she doesn't want to rush into anything I'm not ready for. We fall asleep in each other's arms. It's the best sleep I've had in 3 weeks.